Talondi Intaparadosi Talagalabadada Ezevrega Pande Kondi Kapara Labande Zokotola Bagalabasha Talabregelebete Ezotombra Latosega Pasa Talabagada Incandosondologodosi Kaparadesa Indara Labande Kundi Kapara Ladosun Talabagada. Lord, remember us with your favor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now lift up your neighbor and pray for yourself. Say, Father, whatever will stop me from enjoying your favor, take it far away from me. Now pray for yourself like you mean it on this afternoon. Lord, whatever will stand as a stumbling block in my life from enjoying your favor in this season, Lord, take it far away from me. Rasha galabagadada, rekete paralosi tambra la kande kelete, ejika paralosunta la bregade pondi kapata, rekamba likora la bande ketela bragadeska. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The last prayer before we sit, please pray this prayer with me like you mean it. Say, Father, every conspiracy against the office of the MD-ship of Federal Medical Center, Kefi, we overturn it now. I want you to pray it from the depth of your heart. Pray it from the depth of your heart. Every conspiracy against the will of God as touching the MD-ship of this center, we overturn it right now. We overturn it in the name of Jesus. We overturn it in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because it is done. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
And we have come to draw from you again. Yeah. Yeah. We have come to draw.
We have come to draw. Draw from you again. Yeah. Yeah. We have come to draw.
We give you thanks. Thank you because you said in your word that where two or three are gathered in your name, you are in their midst. Father, we are more than two, we are more than three. And we have this confidence that you're here. We pray that every one of us will have an encounter with your favor in the name of Jesus Christ. And the saints in the house will say thunderous amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Shake hand one or two person, tell them welcome. Hallelujah. In the church, we have been discussing God's favor, or what is called divine favor. Divine favor. We meant to understand that the divine favor, or divine favor, is the tangible evidence of the hand of God in the life of an individual. The tangible evidence of the approval of God upon a life. A divine favor is when God approves of a man, approves of a woman. And I pray for you this morning, you will enjoy the favor of God.
Amen.
I'm not hearing a thunderous amen.
Amen.
You see, the favor of God is what distinguishes men. The favor of God is what separates people in life.
There are people that are very skillful. There are people that are very intelligent. There are people that have all it takes to make it in life or in their pursuit, but you just discover they can't make it because there's one ingredient that is lacking, and that is favor. And then you see another person is not as gifted as this fellow, and you see that this person is flying. After this meeting, the favor that will cause you to fly, the Lord will release it your way. So favor is what makes men to fly in life. And we saw in our discourse the past two services in the church that we have two kinds of favor. We have the favor from God and the favor from men. Luke chapter 2 verse 52 tells us that Jesus grew in stature and in wisdom and in favor with God and men. He grew in wisdom. He grew in stature. He grew in favor with God and man. I pray for you that you grow in wisdom. Amen. Growing in wisdom is great. But there are a lot of wise people who have not made it in life. And so wisdom needs a touch of favor. Not just favor from God, but favor from man also. But I want you to understand this morning or afternoon that it takes the favor of God to activate the favor of men. And so when you grow in favor with God, men begin to favor you effortlessly. Amen. Amen. So when God favors a man, he becomes irresistible before men. That's what happened to the children of Israel. When they were in Egypt, the Bible said, the Lord said, I will not allow you to go out empty handed. He said, I will favor you and you will plunder the Egyptians. Favor is a shield that protects. May the favor of God speak for you. Amen. Turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 23. Deuteronomy 33:23. He said, and of Naphtali, he said, oh Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. And of Naphtali, he said, oh Naphtali, satisfied with favor. If you don't mind, raise up your right hand, let me pray for you. I pray that the Lord will satisfy you with his favor. I said, God will satisfy you with his favor. The blessing of Naphtali comes upon us in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may put your hand down. He said, oh Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of the Lord. Satisfied with favor. That was the blessing that Moses pronounced upon the tribe of Naphtali. He said, God satisfied them with his favor. And if a man and a woman is satisfied with the favor of God, the blessing of the Lord comes upon you. He prayed for Naphtali just two blessings. One, that Naphtali be satisfied with the favor of God. And two, that the blessing of the Lord will come upon them. And the Bible speaking said, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh what? And it asks what? That is the blessing of the Lord. It maketh rich. It adds no sorrow. And that's the blessing that Moses pronounced upon Naphtali. I pray for you this morning by the grace of God that the same favor that was pronounced upon this tribe, may that same favor in a greater measure come upon your life and my life in the name of Jesus. One thing that the favor of God does is that the favor of God sets you out for greatness in life. But beyond that, the favor of God upon the life of a man places upon him the mark of exemption. The favor of God is what exempts you, sets you aside. Even in the when there is destruction, the favor of God can isolate you out for exemption. Please give us Genesis chapter 6 verse 5 and 6. Genesis 6. Thank you. You see, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Next verse, please. And he repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved his heart. Take us to verse 8. Okay, let's read 7 so that we read 8, so that we get the whole gist together. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the earth. And it repented me that I have made them. Next verse. But Noah. Everybody say, but Noah. Say it like a minute, but Noah. But Noah found grace, charis, in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found favor. Give us NLT. Noah found favor. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. But Noah found charis. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. NLT puts it clearly. He found grace in the eyes of God. May you find grace in God's eye. You are not answering it, believing. I say God will show you grace. May you find favor in the eyes of God. He said, Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. He found favor. And so even when God was to destroy the whole earth, that favor set him aside for exemption from destruction. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but favor will set you aside. Favor will distinguish you. Praise God. Noah found grace. Noah found favor in the eyes of God. He found favor in the eyes of God. May you find favor in the eyes of God. May I find favor in the eyes of God. So it's possible for a man to find favor before God. And it's also possible for others to be disfavored before God. And he said, how is that? Favor. I did say on Sunday in church that favor is different from love. The love of God is for everybody. God loves everybody. But the favor of God, there is a price to pay. My father in the Lord told us that in this age, the wisdom you should derive is that nothing on earth goes for nothing. Everything has a price. Nothing is free. You say, oh, but salvation is free. Who told you salvation is free? Somebody paid for it. In fact, salvation is one of the most expensive things that was paid for. God himself paid for your salvation. So salvation is not free. And salvation is not cheap. And salvation is not common. They took God himself to come down, to become a man, to die, just for your salvation and my salvation. So nothing is free. Nothing is free. I challenged them on Sunday, and I'm challenging us today. A lot of people say, once you are born again, the grace of God is sufficient. We are under grace. Everything you have, God has already prepared it. You just need to believe and take hold of it. Sir, man, why is it that you have not believed and taken hold of it? Why is it that it's not working the way you are saying? The reason is because I discover from study, sir, that in every blessing in the kingdom, there is a key that unlocks it. There is what you use to unlock it. You want to carry power, there's a key that unlocks power. You want to be blessed, there's a key that unlocks it. And one of the things that blesses men or distinguishes men in the kingdom is divine favor. It's divine favor. Divine favor is the technology God uses to bring about restoration in the life of a believer. If God wants to restore you after a loss, what he does is that he activates that mechanism of divine favor. And you just don't understand from left, right, center, forward. Men begin to show you mercy. Favor will speak for me. Say it to yourself. Hallelujah. So Noah was distinguished, set aside, exempted from destruction because the favor of God was upon his life. The favor of God was upon his life. And among all the blessings that favor can give you, I shared with us on Wednesday that there are three distinct blessings that favor brings with. Three. I'll just run through them and then I'll give us a key and then we'll stop there. Number one, favor gives you uncommon access. Access. There are places that ordinary men cannot enter. By favor, you enter.
He says, possible, it's impossible to meet with that man face to face. You need to meet with a PA, or you have to meet with a SA, or you have to pass through the cousin. But Favor said, pave the way. Somehow, the man came to visit somebody in your place. And suddenly, the man that men cannot meet is asking you for inquiry. He said, oh God, today God don't butter my head. God has a way of positioning things to work for the good of his children. May God position men for your favor. I say God is positioning men for your favor. When it's time for God to favor a man, he positions men at the right places. He said, you cannot enter that office. It's not possible. He said, you cannot enter. When favor is speaking, there is no office that is too big for you to step in. It gives you access. Access, uncommon access. That people say, how can this be? But that is favor. That is favor. Favor took a young man called Joseph from the prison. By what mathematical calculation could you have made to arrive at the point that a mere prisoner who is not just from that country, an immigrant in that country, sold as a slave in the prison, suddenly he's standing before the number one man of the country and beginning to help the man to solve problem, national issues. That is favor. I say it's favor. You don't believe me, it's favor that did that to Joseph. Now let me show Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7, give us verse 9 and 10. Let me show us that it was favor that did that to the life of the... He gave him access to the king. I think I'm led to pray for somebody here. That place, that man, that woman that you need access, that you have been struggling for, is going to come now with ease. Amen. I say it's coming with ease. Amen. He said, and the patriarch moved with envy and sold Joseph into Egypt. But God was with him, next verse, sir, and delivered him out of all his affliction and gave him, what did he give to him? Amen. Say it like you mean it. What did he give to him? Amen. And gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he made him governor. He gave him favor and wisdom. So favor pulled him from the prison, a place of obscurity, and took him to a place of relevance because the hand of God was upon his life. Number two, when a man is divinely favored, it gives him divine or uncommon acceptance. Where men reject you, just discover suddenly they are beginning to call you back. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Oh. Yesterday I was with the president somewhere and somebody was sharing with us a story. He said they called him to apply for a lecturing job in Jude, that he should bring his application. And he said he did apply there 10 years ago and they turned him down. He said right now, it's either they are giving it to him or he's not going to apply. Now they are looking for him. He's no more looking for the job. Places where you have been rejected, when favor shows up, there's uncommon acceptance. I don't know where you have been rejected, but favor will speak for you. Amen. Those that reject you will be looking for you. I say they will be looking for you. Number three, when a man is favored, he receives undeserved and unmerited assistance. The man is just being helped from left, right, center, forward. So aside from the fact that you have access, you know, you can have access and yet be rejected. Abi? Yeah, you can have access and yet be rejected. Yet be rejected. Our father in the Lord told us a story of a man who came to him for prayer. And he just prayed for the man. And when he prayed for the man went, doors open, contracts everywhere. And then the man did not return back to say thank you to Jesus. And when they met, he asked the man has even left church, he has forgotten about God. And he told the man, the way you are going, this thing came by favor. And when this hand is lifted from your life, you know what will happen. He said, not at this point. I have reached all the big men and they have given contracts that were running in millions of naira. And then when the man showed that this thing came because he's strong to have access, God shut the door.
The same place when the man finished everything, he went to tender his paper so that they will release money. The man said, what? Have I met you before? How did you get this? It became a big problem. Overnight, the hand turned around. So a man can fall out of this favor. You can be disfavored. So you can have access without acceptance. But when you are favored by God, it does not just give you access, it gives you acceptance. And not just acceptance, you are assisted. Men will begin to help you. Men will begin to help you. Hallelujah. As we wrap up, what is the key that unlocks God's favor? Stay with me at that Genesis chapter 6. Let's see what happened in the life of Noah. You can give us from NLT. Give us verse 10. Where we read. Verse 10. Genesis 6, 10. NLT. Hallelujah. Church, hallelujah. Okay, we're waiting for the media. Media, are you there? All right, thank you. He said, Noah was the father of three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Next verse, please. Verse 11. Now God saw that the earth has become corrupted and was filled with violence. Is that verse 11? Praise the Lord. Please take us back. This is your translation is. All right, let me read from my Bible, Biko. Praise God. Church, praise the Lord. Genesis chapter 6. Okay, verse 9. We didn't finish that verse 9, right? Give us verse 9. Thank you. Yeah, I said this is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man. The only blameless person living on earth at the time. And he walked in close fellowship with God. Can we read it together, please, before we pray? One, two, go. Pause. Noah was what? So you can see that Noah's favor didn't just come by accident. Noah was a righteous man. Number one, please mark that. Let's read on. Number two, the only blameless person living on the face of the earth at the time. And then number three, he walked in close fellowship with God. Favor is a byproduct of the presence of God in the life of a man. That's what favor is. It's a byproduct of the presence of God in the life of a man. You see, and God was with Joseph and favored him. And Noah walked in close fellowship with God. And he was favored. Favor is a byproduct of the hand of God in the life of an individual. But for the hand of God to be in your life, for the hand of God to rest in my life, let's look at this guy very well called Noah. He said Noah was a righteous man. And some people will tell me, that is Noah. It's in the Old Testament. Jesus has imputed in me righteousness. I agree, Simon. We have received of him righteousness, which is right standing. But how will I know you have received right standing from God? By your daily actions. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I was talking to a people yesterday where I was teaching, and I said, you cannot say you have given your life to Christ. How did you say it? I have what? Given. Sir, please, don't mind. If you don't mind, just give me your phone. He has given his phone to me. Now, the way I use this phone now does not lie with him. It lies with who? It lies with me. Why? Because it's now in my possession. And we say, when we come to surrender to Christ, what do we say? We have given our life to who? And yet, what do we do with the life? We still decide what happens to the life. We still decide how we use the life. The same life you gave to him is the same life you use for your own pleasure.
But you go and say, I have surrendered my life to Christ. I have surrendered my eyes to Christ. But you use the same eyes to watch pornography. But you surrendered them to Christ yesterday. He said, it doesn't mind. He's in me. If I die, I'm going to heaven. It's true. But you have not gone to heaven yet. How do you know? And there's nobody that has gone there that came and told you that I was watching pornography and I died and I went to heaven. The same heart and mind and tongue you have surrendered to him is the same heart and mind and tongue you are filling every day with worldly music. You say it doesn't matter. You sing in the church and we dance and we celebrate. Wow, a wonderful brother, a wonderful sister who is singing powerfully well. But on Friday night, you are in a club. And we pray and raise up holy hands. Oh God, we want your favor. Yes, we desire his favor. But his favor comes at a cost. And he said, Noah was blameless. Noah was blameless. And walk in close relationship with God. I have not seen a man or a woman that was closely with God and yet is still living actively in sin. I have not seen. The closer you go with God, the dirtier you see yourself and the more craving you have for holiness. The more craving you have for purity. The more craving you have to live right. God is going to give us favor, but we need to pay the price. And the price to pay is the price to live a clean life. Is the price to live like believers. The whole earth, the Bible said they were filthy. Noah was, Bible set him aside as blameless. And in Psalm 5 verse 12, the Bible said, the Lord will surround you with his favor like a shield. May that be your portion. Bow down your heads as we pray. We'll sing that song quietly. But as you are singing it, meditate upon the fact that it takes walking daily in close fellowship with God that favor from God is released upon our lives. Favor, it surrounds me like a shield. It will cover me from now until the day I see my King. Just pray and say, Father, please help me. Help me, Lord. I want to walk in such a way that your favor will become evident in my life. I want to walk in such a way that your favor will become a garment or a shield around my life. Not just to sing it, not just to say it, not just to shout it, but it becomes evident in my life.
Surround me like a shield. Cover me from now.